Blog Talk Radio.
That's the shit I'm talking about, though. Like, you changed up. You don't even fucking link nobody no more. You just dash me away like a catty. Yo, you cheese me, dog.
Always felt like my vision being bigger than a bigger picture. Crazy how you gotta wait until it's dark out to see who really with you. Crazy how even when it miss you, shit'll come back around and get you. Crazy like all my niggas. Crazy like all my niggas. Remember I deleted all my other girls' numbers out the phone for you. Remember when you had to take the bar exam, I drove in the snow for you. Yeah, you probably don't remember half the shit a nigga did for you. Yeah, you ain't really fuck with me way back then, girl. How about now? Cause I'm up right now. And you suck right now. Oh, you thought you had it all figured out back then, girl. How about now? Cause I'm up right now. And you suck right now. Yeah, you thought the little effort that you put in was enough, girl. How about now? Yeah. Girl, how about now? How about now, girl? What about now, girl? How about now? Yeah, always been daddy's little angel. I bought your dad a bunch of shit for Christmas, he ain't even say thank you. I had no money left from acting, I was focused on the music. I used to always try and burn your CDs and my new shit. You be like, who's this? I be like, me, girl. You be like, oh, word, true shit. Then ask if we could listen to Ludacris. Them car rides made me feel like I was losing it. Yeah, made me feel like I ain't have it like that. I was average like that. Started drinking way more than I used to. People form habits like that, girl. Yeah. Man enough to tell you I was hurt that year. I'm not even Christian. I still went to church that year. Guess I just had to pretend that year. I ain't even see my friends that year. Places that I should have been. You ain't really fuck with me way back then. But how about now? Cause I'm up right now. And you suck right now. Oh, you thought you had it all figured out back then, girl. How about now? Cause I'm up right now. And you suck right now. Yeah. You thought the little effort that you put in was enough, girl. How about now? Yeah. Girl, how about now? How about now, girl? What about now, girl? How about now?
Yeah, I know we just signed the deal, but I need my advance on the next one too. They know I'ma be around. Yeah, I need it.
Metro Boomin want some more.
Cause I got a really big team, and they need some really big rings. They need some really nice things. Better be coming with no strings. Better be coming with no strings. We need some really nice things. We need some really big rings. I got a really big team. I got a really big team. They need some really big rings. They need some really nice things. Better be coming with no strings. Better be coming with no strings. We need some really nice things. We need some really big rings. I got a really big team, man. What a time. to be alive. You and yours versus me and mine. Are we talking teams? Are we talking teams? Are you switching sides? Wanna come with me? Look at the smile on me. Look at the aisle on me. I do not chase girls, but they run a mile for me. Say she gon' ride for me. I buy the ties for you. This game is different. You only get one shot when niggas gon' file on you. Man, fuck them all. Man, we want it all. Don't get too involved. We gon' knock it off. And to top it off, I'm with all the dogs. It's a new season, and we still breathing. And I got a really big team, and they need some really big rings. They need some really nice things. Better be coming with no strings. Better be coming with no strings. We need some really nice things. We need some really big rings. I got a really big team. I got a really big team. They need some really big rings. They need some really nice things. Better be coming with no strings. Better be coming with no strings. We need some really nice things. We need some really big rings. I got a really big team.
Man, what a time to be alive. I'm drinking lean. They thought I'd die. I run with kidnappers. I'm talking about kidnappers. I'm talking about murdering niggas. I'm talking about carjackers. You just a battle rapper. I'm an official trapper. Niggas be driving subliminal, nigga. They did some jibber jabber. We take a melee yeller, then we fill it with red forever, ever. These niggas so jealous. Man, these niggas get scared, they tell it. I fuck a chick up on everything. I bought some ice when the feds came. I bought that big new Celine, I got rings, I got reds like Serena. All of my rings, Aquafina, my bitch Aquafina. Pluto and Jupiter, I go to Venus. I'm fresh out the stove, but I'm not out the cleaner. Who keep a skull cut, these niggas, they
lose. Cause I got a really big team, and they need some really big rings. They need some really nice things. Better be coming with no strings. Better be coming with no strings. We need some really nice things. We need some really big rings. I got a really big team. I got a really big team. They need some really big rings. They need some really nice things. Better be coming with no strings. Better be coming with no strings. We need some really nice things. We need some really big rings. I got a really big team, man. What a time.
Matthew and I were discussing some of the things about why you've discounted on a subconscious level some of the things that have happened, because absence of evidence is not evidence of absence. And he said something very profound for an Australian. This is heavy duty shit. But he said, I decided to do it, even though it was stupid, I decided to do it. Stupid meaning the follow the process. To an intellectually bright guy who's an engineer. And see, you won't. You'll figure out a better way. And he followed the stupid process that works and has been working for 45 years, 20 some years before when I was doing it, and 22 years since I've been coaching. And he called it. He wasn't trying to be insulting or anything. He says, I just decided to follow this, you know. How did you say it?
Instead of trying to be smart, I would just try to be stupid, shut that part off of my brain, and just do it.
And what happens? He did it. And that's why it's hard for the YouTubers and all the other, because you can't dumb down. You will not believe that it's easy. You won't. But he put it very succinctly. He just dumbed down and shut off that part of his brain and just followed the steps. You don't need fucking case studies. You have a fucking template. You have a motherfucking script that a fucking monkey can read. that Alex wants a fucking case study. Because he wants to know the shit behind it. Because he's stupid. And that's why he's fucking poor. You don't need any motherfucking case studies. How many fucking times do I have to say? You have the fucking script. I said, don't change a fucking word on the script. Not a comma. If it's got misspelled fucking words, send it out misspelled. The last thing you fucking need is a fucking case study. This is why you're fucking poor. This is why the cocksuckers watching this on YouTube are so fucking poor.
Hocus pocus, got my mind real focused. Peace to the gods. What's going on? This is your man, Jonah Bay. You're listening to Consultation Wednesday with your man, Jonah Bay, where I answer any of the questions you have on the remedies that I teach and a whole plethora of different questions as well. Metaphysics, magic, mental thinking, mental abilities, what we should do as Moors. Said sound is low. Yeah, I thought it was kind of low too. Let me see what I can try to do about it. But you know it's not me, right? It is not me. I don't control the sound. That be them people. You know, I kind of thought it would be a little messed up today because of what I dropped Monday. Right? You know how that be when you drop a good ass show like that. And I went heavily into, IRS stuff and how to get past their taxes. I'm not surprised they're doing something today. That's just how they do me. But what's ill about it is, said what I said about, we're not looking right. We're not following the prophet's words. We don't have the newspaper, to inform our people. When thank you, D. Thank you. He said Monday's show was fire. After the show tonight, I'm actually going to end the show kind of early because after tonight, I'm going to talk to a brother and another brother who's a sheikh of a temple, Moorish Science Temple, and we're going to try to resurrect a newspaper for our people. Like I said, if you see the problem, it's your job to fix it. And like I said, I'm not trying to shit on us Moorish people. Like I said, you look at the Nation of Islam, their dress is impeccable. I would say 75% of them got their own business where they're selling products on the street corners all across America. They're always well-groomed, always got a haircut, well-groomed. And they also have their newspaper to keep their people well-informed. As a people, and we measure ourselves up to them, we fall short miserably. We don't measure up to the Nation of Islam as Moors. It's time for that to stop. Especially when you know the Nation of Islam came from Moorish teachings. The Moors was here first. The Moorish Science Temple was here first. So, we definitely game up in appearance and everything else, I've been dressing in my suits and everything every day. Like, if you go to my Instagram, you can see what suit I had on yesterday. I had on a blue pinstripe suit, bespoke. When I'm waiting for my equipment to come. When the equipment come, I will fully open up my YouTube page and start doing, my mentoring on dress etiquette for us Moors so that we can look our best and be our best, right? You go on Instagram, you can see it. So I had on, like I said, a dark blue pinstripe, bespoke. It was Italian. Actually, a very name brand, a very large name brand suit. I try not to really wear name brand suits. You're just spending a whole bunch of money for no reason. Because, I have to get those taken in just like I have to get any other suit taken in. So don't get it twisted. You don't need a name brand suit. But the thing about those name brand suits, like you got the buttons on the sleeve. Those are supposed to work. Only on those high-end suits does those buttons work. And even on the name brands, they don't work. You have to take it to a tailor to get that stuff to work. It's all in the details. It's all in the fit. Suits are all about the way it fits you. So then I had on gray and blue eye gal socks. Because like I said, the suit was navy with a gray pinstripe. I had on a blue turtleneck that matches it. Blue pocket square. And I had on a blue raincoat with gray fox fur. Black shoes. And I had on black patent leather loafers. very smart look, very smart look. We were, do y'all know that everyone goes crazy over suits in Italy? You know who taught the Italians how to dress? You know where that came from? That's Moorish dress. I know a lot of y'all be like, oh, he got on a suit. That's the white man's dress. No, we created that. We brought the silks and all that from Asia Minor over there. We brought them from America over there. And we started making those suits. So when you talk about fine leather, fine silk garments and all that, that's still your heritage. Don't have them taking your heritage and claiming it for themselves. Instead, you claim it. You know what I mean? You claim your inheritance. All of that is part of your inheritance as Moors. So, yeah, we'll be ending the show a little early so I can talk to, because I inspired a brother. He went to his sheikh and talked to his sheikh, and the sheikh was like, you're right, let's do it. See, because what I'm saying to people, I'm not disrespecting the Moor Science Temple. I'm not disrespecting people. I'm just merely reminding everyone what Noble Drew Ali said. Moors, look your best. Moors, do your best. Moors, have a newspaper. You see? A lot of our Moorish organizations aren't doing that. You know, you got brothers that wear garb every day. Their garb is not up to par. Your garb is supposed to make you look like a king or a prince. If your garb ain't making you look like a Latin, you know what I mean? Real spiffy. Your garb ain't looking right. When Noble Drew Ali wore his garb, all his garbs made him look like he was a king from India. You feel me? It's time for Moors to look their best and do their best. Now, I know it's Consultation Wednesday, so I'm going to open up the call lines and get y'all's questions, or y'all can talk about whatever. And let's take it from there. I had the Cyclomancy book open. I wanted to talk about magic tonight, but we're running out of time since I have that meeting later on after the show. So I'm just going to open up the call lines. I'm going to 612-578. Peace to the God. Peace.
Peace, Johnny. This your brother Noble from Minnesota. What it be like?
What up, God? How are you?
I'm righteous and wise and civilized. I got a question for you this evening. It's more like a testimony and a statement. Well, for
okay.
One, I shared it on Shaka Show that I ain't never give you big up for that 26 USC that you dropped in the one of the car trucks webinar. That shit's been fire. That shit been my best friend, fam. Literally, probably for like 4 years, fam. I'm talking about my Nards everywhere, everybody tax exempt, and I ain't been getting no funds from the IRS. They ain't even been messing with me. So I've been having a good transition. You know, when you're coming from that private, I mean from that public to private, you know,
right.
Tax exempt transition. That shit is fire. Also. I want to share with you that I've been looking at a bunch of judges in my county. None of them got oaths of office no more, Jonah. It's been really fading away as far as, because that was my thing. You know, I research and I study, you know, and I obtain oath of office. And a lot of them now, they don't have one. So what's up? Tell me something.
Okay. How you going to put me on the spot like that? I don't know shit,
I'm just saying, I got to come
to
my... I
don't
know shit, peace be that all technique.
Right. Let me tell you what's on the rumor mill. I can't say it's true or not true until after it's done, of course. Right. Now, they have plans to lock up Pelosi, Biden, all of them, right? Everyone that's supposed to, you know, take over the government in the next couple of weeks is supposed to be in jail. And when that happens, Trump can't be the president of the United States Corporation because the people didn't pick him. Electoral College and all that didn't certify that he could, right? So what he plans on doing is going back to be the 19th president of United States of America Republic, right? Which means that he's dismantling the corporation. So there was no need for them to do a oath of office because the ones they were using wasn't the correct ones for the Republic anyway. Now, how do you verify what I'm saying is correct? You go into your old constitution of whatever republic you live in, whatever so-called state you live in, and it'll tell you the prescribed oath that they had to take under that constitution of the republic. And you're going to see that the oath that they were taking
is different.
Yes.
That when you was teaching us judicial notice, right? That federal rule.
Yes.
That shit is. Listen, bro. Motherfuckers don't understand these principles, but look, you can feed off this shit for years. These are little things that keep a motherfucker out of prison, my dude.
Yes.
That little shit right there, you know, the judicial notice, the judge will say, well, were you questioning my authority? Certainly not, sir. We want the whole world to know where your authority derived from, sir. You know what I'm saying?
Exactly.
And we're going to take judicial notice. Your oath to the Constitution and the certified copy that I got right here.
You just entered the law into the case.
Right.
They can't use nothing else but what you just entered into the case, the Constitution.
Right.
You got them in the catch 22.
I've been seeing it. I'm banned from one county out here. They won't even let me in the building. Because I found out they gave me a forged oath, like some made-up shit. I took it to the Secretary of State. He denied it. He said, nah, I can't verify this. So I'm like, okay, now I got y'all by the balls. I got the county giving me fake documents, right? So I stopped messing with them. I ain't kicking the hornet's nest. That was a long time ago. I'm helping a brother with something this week. And I'm like, okay, they got an ex parte. But I'm like, okay, where the judge over office? I wouldn't just see, you know, who we dealing with. So the family court, once you on their case, Jonah, about the unconstitutionality and you do your 5.1. Do you remember telling us that you can't skip from discovery to 5.1? Remember you telling us that, right?
Right.
Okay, boom. Right? I had to remember that. I was telling my man because he's nice with the child support, but I was telling him that when you look at the civil procedures, they bring you to a whole nother level as far as how you address grievance, right? So in family court, they like, oh, no, this ain't civil. It's family. Oh, but it's family, so you got to talk to domestic abuse people. They try to do everything but deal with this Constitution. So what I was asking you tonight, my main thing is how you control the judges, what other method we can use to control the judges.
Okay.
Because he's not going to take judicial notice to an oath that he know he ain't take.
Okay. Now.
Please.
You need to hit them with the quo warranto because they didn't take the oath. You also need to know who is the boss.
She's the
head judge. And you need to say
the head judge is the Supreme Court state judge. It's the Supreme Court administrator out here
now,
in Minnesota.
He deputized them.
No, you know who it is, Jonah? It's the grand, damn, you hit on, not the chancellor, he called himself the,
There's only one constitutional judge in the whole county,
in the Supreme Court.
And everyone else is deputized under her. So it works just like it works with the injunction.
In the county, because in the ministry. Okay, but can you do the injunction, Jonah, if you get a county benefits? Because that's a direct contradiction. You saying you're not a 14th Amendment, but you're getting 14th Amendment benefits. You're getting county benefits.
You're not. They're pulling you into the four. When they pull you in the family court, they're pulling you into the 14th Amendment jurisdiction.
So you can still dump an injunction. You can still send them an injunction. But what, the 5.1,
you're not following. What I'm saying to you is the same way you use the injunction is the same way you go after the family court. You take it to the boss, the one who took the oath, and make them tell them to leave you the fuck alone.
Right. Okay.
You understand?
He don't got no oath. I'm looking. He ain't have an oath.
You're going to the one who has the oath that deputized them.
Right. The administrator here.
Yeah.
Pretending
boss only deal with the boss. See, they try to put peons in front of you. It's the same way when we were having problems putting our paperwork in at the county, I stepped directly to the clerk of court because the people who work down there are not the clerk of court. She took the oath to the Constitution. They're all deputized under her authority.
Yeah.
So when I checked her, everyone else was checked.
Yeah.
And now they give us no problems.
Yeah. But they got Minnesota tight. They making sure you don't get no face-to-face court date. They making sure.
They're claiming they're doing that because of COVID. Which is bullshit, because if you go back into your republic constitutions, I know Georgia says that the court can't be closed to no one. They can't.
And I used that the last time I got arrested. Yeah. When the courts is closed, it's martial law. You taught us that years ago. True.
Yeah.
That's
illegal. They can't close the motherfucking courts the same way they can't close the post office. Right? So when you know that, you sue them. The same way, all right, let me break this down too. The vaccines have reached the clinics for allergies, the allergy clinics. Now, when you take a vaccine, they give you a card saying that you got the vaccine. If you don't have that card, they're talking about businesses are saying they're going to reject you. They're going to reject you to fly. They're going to reject you in certain restaurants, stuff like that. They're going to try to force y'all to get these vaccinations by making your life uncomfortable while these businesses aren't trying to give you service. Y'all are going to have to sue. That is called discrimination. If the government can't force you to take a vaccination, how the fuck are these businesses going to do that by refusing to serve you? Right? So y'all need to, I'm going to do a webinar coming up on that to show y'all how to get at these people suing them because you ain't got the vaccination. We're going to be doing suits very soon. I got to finish the webinar for y'all to do the suit as the trust in Chancery with a bill of Chancery. That's what I'm working on, y'all. It's quite – fuck you, D. No homo. He said it's about time. I have to do everything within timing, right? So this is what I'm saying. We're going to have to go back and review – some of the court rules and stuff I taught back in the past because we're going to need them. We only deal with the boss. Go ahead.
No, you already summed it up. So once you start dealing with the boss, you ain't got to concern yourself with that counterclaim shit. Because my thing is they've been getting real out of hand. They've been depriving you of your property through ex parte. Oh, yeah, the girl said you're going to beat her up. So you know what?
The Constitution says ex parte. Ex parte is unconstitutional.
We know that. But they'll deny you a hearing based on it.
Yep. They can't talk about you without you being there to defend yourself. The Constitution gives you the right to defend yourself and to face your accusers.
Right.
Ex parte is in direct contradiction.
Right. So that's what I'm saying. So what do you do when you get your hearing relative to ex parte? Everything should be reversed on the strength that this.
You have to go to the boss and tell the boss, I will take you to court and sue you for your peons going against the Constitution.
Would you put that constitutional challenge? Because the state constitution 5.1 is very clear. It's 5.8. It's real clear.
Yeah.
And we don't have a time limit. If we send it to that
because
attorney general,
you don't have a time limit because it's fraud.
Right. So the attorney general, I want y'all to know.
Anytime you go against the Constitution, they're committing fraud. The fraud is they're doing administrative acts for a corporation. In the Republic's constitutions, Georgia Constitution, it said that it can't give special treatment to any corporation, including municipal.
Mm-hmm.
Discrimination.
Hey, is that disenfranchisement?
Yes, that would be.
Right. Okay. Now that was heavy. I got enough to chew on. Word up.
I like where the conversation was going. That's why I kept it going.
Yeah, that's peace, bro. That's peace. Nah, because we seeing that because it's like, okay, we don't even – it's like these motherfuckers are just out here bribing.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
I've been preparing y'all for years to know how to maneuver in the court to sue these people. I told y'all when the time comes, we're going to have to sue everyone. Well, the time has come. Because of COVID, we're going to have to be suing every damn body for everything. So if I'm doing discrimination suits, I told y'all, I'm going to be suing the club. Y'all got ladies' night. Y'all letting ladies in free, giving them free drinks, and us men don't get shit. We pay for everything. Like we're slaves? Hell no. The ladies can come in with a hat. They tell you to take your hat off. They want to charge you an extra $20. It's time to put everyone in check with lawsuits. Even your women, if your woman discriminate against you, it's time to check her ass too.
Word up. Because it's a lot of that shake, you know.
I don't know about y'all, right? But I can tell you, in my household, I pay for almost everything. There ain't nothing I don't pay for everyone, right? I'd be goddamn if I don't get the big piece of chicken. I bought that damn chicken. Of course, we don't eat chicken, but you know what I mean. I'd be damned if you don't bring me my food. If I'm serving you, you will serve me. That's wife, that's girlfriend, that's kids. You understand? That's the way it works. As a man... We supposed to be a provider. As women, they supposed to be nurturers. You got to nurture my ass too, not just the kids.
Fair enough.
Now you know that's sure the did. Moorish way. Go back sure into did. Your Quran. Go back into your Bible. I'm not lying. All that women's live shit gotta stop. And the truth is, women aren't happy with it anyway. Most women will tell you they want to stay home. Women's live got y'all out there working. And we paying some strangers to take care of our kids, some daycare. And then our kids get molested. We got to go back to the ancient ways, man. We can't keep it going the way it is. You're not happy, I'm not happy. No. So, yeah, it's time for us to sue everybody for discrimination. Yo, do you know they say the way I'm talking right now, society is saying I'm a toxic male.
Oh, toxic masculinity.
Yep.
Yeah. Funny.
Because I want to provide for my family, my wife, my woman, whatever. I am toxic. And ain't no woman out there that's going to tell you they don't want a man to pay for everything. So I guess the women are toxic too, but they're not talking about the women being toxic. They say the men are. Toxic masculinity. Fuck out of here. I think the problem is we ain't got enough toxic men.
I'm going to get off the line.
That
John,
wants to provide.
Waiting for, I know brothers want to get on. You know what I'm saying? We love you, brother.
All right.
Stay healthy.
Peace, God.
Peace. Peace.
All right, we're going to the next caller. We're going to 585-328. Peace to the God. Lady.
Peace to the God.
Ooh-wee, I got a lady. Okay.
Ooh, yeah.
I got to ask a question.
I'm so happy and grateful that large sums of money come to me ASAP and easily. I'm so happy and grateful that large sums of great health and wealth come to me and my family ASAP and easily.
Ah, shit. I got to ask you a question.
And to your family, too.
Thank you. Do you want a man that would provide?
Of course.
If you could sit home with the kids and raise them?
Of course. That's the life I did live, and it's very beneficial to the family because you know that you are socializing your children, you feeding your family, you making sure, you know, you giving them longevity, you giving them good spirit and all the rest of that stuff with everything that y'all do. So, yeah.
So with that being said, how could feminism help us as a people? It's done more harm. It's made it where women can be independent and unhappy. I don't know too many women that got their career, got their kids, got their marriage, or that they got it all. I don't think that exists.
Well, if we look back through history, Jonah, feminism was never set up by the melanated woman.
Exactly.
It was created by the woman who is not of us, you know what I'm saying? She went wild and wanted to smoke cigarettes and put pants on and all the rest of that shit.
Right.
And go out there and feel fulfilled.
Why is it the melanated woman, the Moorish woman today, is the one that's the banner for that?
You know, they always need us to be the energy behind it, but I don't know. I think
no more. They want to argue you down. They want to listen. You could meet a woman today as a man, and let's say you're a six figure man. The woman will start telling you her accomplishments, like, oh, I went to school for this. I make six figures too. That man.
Well, she want to be seen, and that's the thing about us. Like the black, I think, for lack of better words, the black woman has been, you know, cast away, and she want to be in the forefront. She want to be recognized. She want to be seen, and you know.
Well, that's not being feminine. That's not your job.
Well, we don't have like what you're saying. You want to come out with the newspaper and things like that. We don't have something that's given us our culture, so we know how we are supposed to carry ourselves and do.
We need that newspaper again to teach men how to be men, to teach women how to be women. We all need a finishing class to be polished, to look our best and be our best. But anyway, thanks for answering that for me. What questions? What you want to talk about?
What I like to talk about tonight, thank you for the platform, but first I want to say that I do agree with you about putting the garb on or even dressing your best, and especially, you know, with the task that I believe that you have given us, because I know, as you have said before, eventually, you know, you're not going to be here in the arena doing the teaching. You know, it's like we are kind of like the disciples, the ones of us who are strong enough to do it, that's going to cascade the information. So when we do it, you know, people going to be our people. They gravitate toward, you know, what looked good, what's shiny and things like that. So when I've experienced wearing my garb, and especially going to court with it, the crackers don't even want to look at you when you got that garb on.
Nope, they don't.
They don't want to fuck with you. They gonna do what you done put in that paperwork, and especially if your spirit game is right and you done, you know, manifested whatever on your paper, they don't even want to look at God when she entered the building. So the garb is powerful, but you do got to make sure it's not dusty though.
Right.
Mhm.
Mhm. I mean, right now you can go to YouTube the video Moors in Court. And look at how they're dressed. They got on the, they got on their fez, they got on a suit, but it's dusty. It's dusty.
But you know, being here and on, you know, listening every week and listening to the shows and keeping up with what we're doing, like, we being led in the right direction, you know, and getting it together. And, you know, we don't have no choice but to be who we are, so.
Right, and I know when I first say shit, it sounds so harsh. It sounds fucked up. But as you listen and we go on into it more and more, y'all will see what I'm saying. Like I said, if you compare Moors to the Nation of Islam, we can't measure up to the Nation of Islam.
No, no, especially when you see the brothers coming down the street with the suits on. Like,
right.
It's a breath of fresh air when you see a brother with a suit on, with a nice
now,
cut. You know what I'm saying? It's
real
nice.
I got another question. You being a woman, melanated,
mm-hmm.
you're going to tell me it's not a turn on to see a brother dressed finely and well-groomed?
Oh, of course. Of course. That lets you know a lot about his character, you know what I'm saying? Who he is,
right.
What he think about himself, and all of that. Mm-hmm.
He's serious about life. He got plans and all
exactly.
of that.
Yeah,
that
he clean.
Not, right.
Mm-hmm.
Is that not how, as Moors, we're supposed to look, the best of the best of the best? Come on.
You would think so. You would think so.
Too many Moors now are hip-hop. We're doing what the rappers do.
Well, that go back to the programming. You know, it gotta be something where we reprogram ourselves.
Mhm. I'm surprised it ain't no more out there that has the Prophet or the Circle 7 tattooed on his face.
You kind of reminded
you know
me
what I mean?
Of Brother Polite. He had the little comedic joint on his face, but I ain't never seen nothing like that.
Well, that's not a tattoo. That's just makeup.
Oh.
Some brothers
okay.
like to use makeup, B.
Oh, they ain't on no Mike Tyson shit then, right?
Nah, they ain't on no Mike Tyson shit. But I thought personally improved his looks, man. I think that's one ugly-ass brother, no homo.
Okay. I won't say nothing either then. We'll bypass that. But, my question for tonight was, I was listening to a couple
you think
of your shows. Who? Brother Polite?
Yeah.
He not my type, so I couldn't never look
Do
at him.
Do you think
like, oh.
everyone knows if something's ugly or attractive to them, or in the middle? Which one is he? To you.
He not attractive to me. No.
That's what I thought.
But he got enough swag. I mean, he got a little harem going on, so he must got something, you know what I'm saying? To provide, you know.
This is what I was trying to tell y'all. You could be a fat dude, a ugly dude. If you are a provider, women are attracted to you. Because
yeah, you smart. You gotta be smart though. Mm-hmm.
Well, if you're a provider, you smart doing something, making that money.
Well, yeah. But see,
and
me, I mean, like, intellectually.
Women, he's doing a lot of shit. You know what I mean?
Uh-huh.
That's
uh-huh.
all I'm saying. And I don't know about y'all. I grew up, you know, in the hood, New York, and I seen the most beautiful women, tens, nines, eights, with the ugliest dudes, because those dudes was providers. Money.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And she
you're
eventually
right about that.
Fell in love with the dude, not because of his money. Fell in love with the dude because he was a top-tier man. What I mean by that is mad people respected him. He ordered mad people around to make that money. He was a boss. Women.
Yeah, so you feel
boss.
Protected. You feel protected with
right.
that. Mm-hmm.
Right. Right. So it was plenty of things that she became attracted to and fell in love with besides just the money. But to be a provider, you have all of those things within you.
Yeah.
We're not talking about a trick, y'all. I'm not talking about y'all out there tricking. I'm talking about y'all being a provider. Two different things.
Yeah, let's make some clarity with that.
Right.
Word.
Facts. But go ahead.
I guess
what
have to go into your teaching, to your lesson too.
That's
to
why
differentiate different shit like that.
I'm gonna talk about all of that type of stuff on the YouTube channel when I open it up for it. You know, I think we need medicine classes. I think we need to be taught how to be men. I think women need to be taught how to be women, so that we can appeal to one another again. Right now, I think there's a war between the melanated man and the melanated woman.
But I think it's not an easy task. But just to say it's easy,
it gets done. This is hard.
But only because I say that it's been a wedge that's been put in between us by something else. Like, I don't believe that we created it. I mean, we could have been strong enough to try to stay together and fight the force. But this force was so dark and deep that
when they brought feminism into fruition, we were already fighting a war. We was fighting a war for, Martin Luther King. What the fuck was that called?
Civil rights.
Civil rights. They got y'all to move away from civil rights by telling y'all your man wasn't treating you good. Your man was holding you down and all that, right? And y'all left the freedom fight with us, and we ain't been right since. Right after that, they started giving y'all welfare. And welfare said that you couldn't be in the house. So you're absolutely right. They did divide and conquer against us, and we ain't recovered. We haven't recovered.
But let's put it out on the table though. Let's not act like we don't love y'all. We love the shit out of y'all. You know what I'm saying? I think the movie Claudine, that's put that in the
picture. And let me say this. They did that against us as well. Cause as soon as they started giving y'all welfare, they started piping in the heroin into our communities. They made sure the man didn't have no more job. They they got their what's the names on these jobs? Unions. The unions kept us from working. Since we couldn't provide no more, we got the press started using drugs. So then we were seen, the melanated man was seen as only a drug user. And then we started getting locked up. And that's where we are today. It hasn't changed.
Oh, let's not forget affirmative action. That shit fucked up. Ooh,
So y'all gotta understand, they waged war against the man, the melanated man, and the melanated woman.
The family.
Us, yes. So that we can have the brilliant kids that we have. So now it's up to us to fix that. And I think since I see the problem, I'm going to have to become a force to help fix that by teaching us how to be more like our ancestors again.
Well, you know, Jonah, one of the things that you do, that you also provide for us is that, you know, you have a family. You know, you got a melanated woman. You're not walking around here with no Becky. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
And, you know, you got your family. You're teaching your children. You know, your children is interactive with the things that you do. And, you know, you support your wife. So, you know, that's very credible, you know, because most of these our teachers, like we always talk about, or even our leaders, they're not credible for none of that shit.
They're single. They ain't got nobody.
Yeah,
they really are. Did you look at most of our leaders are single? That shit is crazy. But once again, I bring up the Nation of Islam. Farrakhan has been married and successfully married his whole career.
For a while.
His whole career.
Yep.
If you see people that's doing it successfully, right? Learn from them. Learn from them. I don't care if they're not a part of your creed. You got shit to learn from them.
well, not to shit on the Nation of Islam, but I believe that our nation will be 100% more stronger because we are claiming nationality. We are going after, you know what I'm saying, different things that have been held back from them. And that's what I always notice about them is that they have the people together, but they don't have no nationality. So they still stuck, you know what I'm saying,
but
in the matrix. So
I think when we get our shit together, they'll just fall in line and become a part of us.
Yeah. But, you know, I really hope we don't go back into niggerdom because I was talking to my mom about this the other day. Like, you know, I had to sit back and listen to the show on Monday when I hear people, you know, giving you these flowers when they talk to you. And, you know, sometimes I have to catch myself like, yeah, these niggas. But then I have to say, like, it's really true because if you've been in this game, in this study for a while and you done came across most of these teachers, you are somebody who has put the study in and who is actually giving people seeds and dropping jewels for them to actually manifest and do things like that. So I'm thinking, like, you know, when people do have to come around and bow down to the information, it's like niggas is just going to have to get on their shit and just recognize that it's not you, it's the information. And if you want to teach the people right, you got to get with this shit. And you know what I'm saying? Bow down. And that's it.
And that's my point. Like, don't make it about me. I'm just reading this shit and pointing to this is what it says to do. Now it's up for you to do it. If you don't, so be it. If you do,
and you was the one who could decipher it.
Right.
That's
what it comes
down. Yeah, that's your gift. And I'm sorry, you know, you wasn't able to dig a little deeper to, you know, do that. But you did it on a level where you got people to where they were supposed to. But now they here on the Jonah Bay show or whatever, you know, you create after this. And that's what it is.
Exactly. Well, thank you, sis.
Now, let me get my question in. Go ahead. All right, let me ask you my question because we'll be on the line for forever. All right. Now, my first question was, I heard on a couple of shows ago you were talking about the passport to somebody, and y'all got into the conversation talking about that, I guess, going to do the name and nationality correction, that we should just be doing a name correction before we actually did the passport. Is that correct?
Yes. Or now, else you would have to go back and do the passport again once you get the new name.
Okay. Now, my second question with that was, would that infringe on, because I know when we do the passport, we have to put the illegal social security on there. Would that then entangle?
I taught y'all how to put zeros.
Yes. But then I remember last year, people was getting held back because they what for some
they
reason.
They will.
Mm-hmm.
But see, all right, you got to understand. If you got your name changed, and then
yes.
you put down that you don't have a social zeros, right?
Yes.
What you're saying is correct, isn't it?
Yes, it is.
Your new name doesn't have a social, right?
No.
Then they're going to hit you back and ask you for more ID. To make sure they got the right person. They might even ask you for the old name social. You have to give it to them. The reason being, you have to give it to them because they must make the bond and change the name from the new name to make it into a national.
Yes.
You see what I'm saying?
Yeah, so let them ask you for the information that they want to, but you just fill out the application based upon...
Exactly.
Okay. Yeah, because see, I was worried. I was
explanatory statements. You break down. You are more. You break down that they tried to do corruption of blood to you and stuff like that. And you know what I mean? All of that goes is gets embedded into that passport, and that's what gives you the nationality.
Okay. Yeah. Because see, I was, you know, thinking that I didn't want to do something to jeopardize because I know that. last year as well, or a year before that, people got their name correction and nationality correction, and then they went back to the Social Security and got the Social Security number and fucked everything
they ain't
up.
They ain't supposed to do that. Do not take
yeah.
the new
well,
one.
I didn't want to put the social on the passport, and you know what I'm saying?
Yeah. You mm-hmm. can't put the new name on anything. That's why I
yeah.
said when you do the application with the mm-hmm. new name, you put the zeros.
Okay. All right. Okay.
All right.
Yeah, I got one more question. My second question is, if you have some businesses established already, and I was listening to the trust webinar, you can get your trust doing business as your business so that the trust will
yes,
own the business?
Can. Yes, you can.
Okay, so if
well, you
so
do,
once
it
do
that,
that,
you do that, you have to do an 8832, and you also – you also have to put that business in the trust minutes and proper
yes,
minutes.
Okay. Okay. All right. Okay. And then should the DBA for that business, should I then do an amendment to my non-UCC and put that in there as well?
Yes,
or no,
you can.
Not to, oh, okay. All right. All right, well, those
you,
are my
and,
two questions.
And it's not the non-UCC. You would do it in a
UCC. Yeah, the UCC. Excuse me. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
All right. Thank you, Jonah. Have
and
a good night.
And that was way more than one question.
Well, you know, I got to get my little extras in. Thank you so
right,
much. Have a good night.
You too.
All right, peace.
All right, I'm going to 917-796. Peace to the God. Peace. 917-796. You there? I don't hear nothing. All right, I'm going 786-817. Peace to the God. Peace.
Hello?
Hello. How are you?
Hi, good. Hi, Jonah. Thank you for having the show.
No problem.
This is my first time calling in, so I didn't know if I just...
Well, welcome.
Thank you. I just have a question. I'm working on getting my 9-8 number,
yes.
And I was wondering if we're still able to call in for the 9-8.
Absolutely.
Because I do... Oh, okay. And we could still
now,
follow the same direction.
Now, what I want you to do is... when you call in, try to sound like you got an accent or get someone else
okay.
to call for you with an accent. You have a much easier time getting it.
Okay, what kind of accent?
I mean, do a Jamaican accent. Do whatever accent you can do.
Okay.
Do a Russian accent. I don't care. Long as you don't sound like you're American, like you talk perfect English.
Mm-hmm. Okay. I could do that.
Okay. Go ahead. Give me a Jamaican accent right now.
Directions.
Give me
oh,
the Jamaican
no.
accent right now.
Oh, no. I'm put in the spot. I don't have a Jamaican accent. I'm from Bolivia, though. I speak Spanish, so.
Oh, perfect.
Spanish.
Make sure you slur them words like you just learned English. And every
okay.
so often, mess up and say a Spanish word.
Okay, I'll do that, definitely.
All right, now speak some Spanish, too.
También podemos usar las mismas direcciones que pusiste
yeah,
en el...
Yeah, start off saying that shit right there. I don't know what the hell you just said. Start off with that shit and say, and then go back into English, and every so often go back into Spanish.
Okay, I'll do that.
Yeah, absolutely, you'll get it. First try.
Oh, great. And then I can still follow the same directions that you have on your 2017 show?
Yeah. Or you can
okay.
you can also look up Jonah Bay, Who Owns You. It's a PDF.
And
it's written down exactly how to do it. I didn't write it. Someone else wrote it.
Okay, Who Owns You is a PDF, Jonah Bay. Thank you.
No problem.
And then I have one last question. When I was looking into the IRS manual, after we do our 9-8 number, In the bottom, it says if you believe your organization qualifies for tax exempt status, you need to file a required annual information return or notice. So once they get the 9-8, we need to do the notice.
Okay, you don't have to do anything until I get you to the point of getting your trust, and your trust is making money, like, and then I'll go all into those informational returns. If you go to Monday's show, this Monday's show, you'll hear it. If you go last month, I was talking about the informational returns that you do, because there's returns that'll get you money back. But you don't have to worry about it now, because you ain't even set up yet. You don't have the trust or the number.
Okay. All right. Thank you so much. I really appreciate it.
Call in again. Don't be shy. You seem a little shy.
Okay.
Took you forever to speak that Spanish to me.
Yeah. I will be sure to talk with an accent.
Okay.
Thank you.
Have a good night.
Good night.
I'm going 562-588. Peace to the God. Peace.
Oh, peace to the God, Jonah.
What up, my brother? I was wondering if there was going to be any guys on the show tonight. Damn.
I know. Hey, that's great, man. We need that. We need that feminine balance, the divine feminine
obviously,
energy.
Obviously, what I'm talking about is not offending women. I've been accused of, when I'm talking about, you know, us going back to our ancestral ways and women being more feminine, not feministic, but feminine, and men being more direct and manly, it offended people. But how could that be so when so many women were on tonight?
You know,
and
in
like
this
I
day
said,
and age.
The most feminist woman will tell you she wants to be at home. Not working. You're going to have to listen to that dude to make that happen.
Yeah. In this day and age, you know, being offended about anything really is just, it just shows you're intellectually challenged. You know, you can't think, you know, you don't need to be offended. It's just ideas and information and wisdom. So
exactly.
There's no time for taking offense anymore, I don't think. But yeah, man, that psycho, are you going to go to the psychomancy?
Nah, we're not going to make it tonight. I promise Monday I will.
Okay.
I wanted to. But go ahead.
Right.
Drop anything you want on. Go ahead.
No, I mean, because I've been looking at Joe Dispenza's work, and the way he goes through, well, like this evidence, he's been building up some evidence, and he goes through like the pineal gland, and how that triggers, like all these different reactions in the body, but
right.
I don't know if the psychomancy goes through it.
Yes, it does. See, it's teaching you about how to use the chakras. It don't necessarily go directly into it, because each chakra system is a energy center, and to use psychomancy, you have to use each energy center. And how to get to use those energy centers is in your unconscious mind. I like to call the unconscious mind the no thing. That's the God's realm. That's heaven. And you have to get in tune with your heavenly body, the God in you.
I see.
We don't go so heavy into all this magic, using the subconscious, using your body to the fullest this year. We're really working on becoming the best versions of ourselves mentally, physically, magically, appearance, we are going to become the best of the best of the best of the best. I want us to become so good, we eclipse the so-called Jews, J-E-W-S.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, man.
You got
that
anything else,
good,
brother?
No, brother, you know, I say peace to the gods. Thank you.
Ah, shit. Peace to the gods. You're welcome. All right, I'm going to 917-796. You better answer this time. Shit.
Damn. Peace to the gods.
What the hell you doing on mute?
Yo, I'm working out right now. I'm doing my 3-mile walk right now. So
right.
I have the phone
oh,
in my pocket.
Every time I talk to you, you're working out. That's dope.
Well, no, not really. What's up, man? Peace to the God.
Peace to the God. So what questions you got?
Well, you know, I got the trust done and everything. I got everything situated. And I had a question since I live in New York, right?
Right.
You know, they hit us hard with these tickets, right? Now, if I were to lean up the Department of Finance, right? Not lean them up, but, you know, do the UCC one and send it to mm-hmm. the to the boss, right? With that,
all right. Now,
yes.
I have to stop you right there. I know you said trust. You did put those cars into your express trust, right?
Well, I'm actually doing it now. I'm doing the process now.
Okay, let's
but
not
I'm,
go
I'm
no
talking about
further.
Afterwards.
Let's not go no further. First, get there, and right. I'll show you and break down what to do. You know what I mean? Because the trust is a natural person. So they can't take mm-hmm. trust property without just compensation, right? But
right.
as a
yeah.
straw man, if those cars is in the name of the straw man, they do whatever the fuck they want.
Right, right. Yep, absolutely.
And see,
other question,
if I went into that now, that'll make me go into the information that I'm going to be talking about in one of the next webinars. And I already gave y'all mad
okay.
information Monday on my webinar. You know what I mean?
I hear you. I hear you, guys.
Stop trying to get
you know
me
what?
To spill the beans.
I'll wait. I'll wait. But that applies also to Easy Pass too, right? Just want to know.
Okay. Now, with Easy Pass, that's considered like a passport to get into
right.
someone else's territory. I don't know about that. Like, if you're on my property, I can charge you whatever that I want for you to come on my property. It's kind of like if you want to go into a club,
right.
you're going to have to pay to get into the club. You can't beef and say, you can't charge me. Why not? It's my club.
Right. But you know, I've been doing some research on it, and you know they made it federal now. It's owned by one company now, you know?
Is it the actual federal government?
Give you bullshit, so...
If it's
but
the
I believe
actual federal what, government, they can't charge you. If it's a company, they can charge you.
No, it's actually a company... But they deal with the
what I'm saying is yeah. who does the land belong to? Who does the bridge belong to? Who made it?
It belongs to us, the Moors, you know?
Is it made? I know that. All this shit is ours, but we ain't in the position to claim it yet. Right? What I'm saying
right.
to you is,
yeah.
all right, who made the toe? Did if you notice one thing about toes, let me show y'all something. Normally, when you're on a tow road, like especially, what is it out there? 95, the turnpike. Every time it's
yeah.
time for you to pay the tow, it takes you to a side road. Turns off to a side road and you pay the tow there, and then it takes you back on the main
right.
highway. Did y'all notice that?
Right. Yeah, but with the Easy Pass, now it's express, and you actually keep going now. So with the easy pass, I mean, I'm gonna do some more research and, and I'm gonna hit you up. I actually booked a consultation
with
you.
Who owns that road? Who owns it? If it's the federal government,
right,
you don't have to pay. If it's a private individual that owns it, you have to pay.
Mm-hmm.
Unless you can go around it.
Right, but let's say hypothetically the George Washington. You know that George Washington is pretty much operated by Port Authority. You know,
yeah,
the
government.
Actually,
the government.
Which actually
the bridge is something different. Let me tell you why I say that.
Mm-hmm.
I say that because do you know how much it costs to maintain that bridge? Do you know they're constantly painting the bridge? They could never finish painting the bridge before the other part they painted a couple of months ago is rusting. It takes
right.
constant maintenance. So they need money to keep that going.
Right.
Ain't no one getting rich off of that is what I'm saying. Or would you rather have to pay a ferry? Now, we all know when you get on a ferry, you still got to pay because the ship has to be maintained.
Right. Absolutely.
Some of the things that we have takes money to maintain. They have to charge you for those services.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I may not charge y'all to be on the call tonight, right? But that's why I have to charge y'all when y'all buying templates, coming to a seminar, coming to a webinar. Because guess what? This cost, this show, radio show costs, and it's kind of expensive.
Facts.
You know? So I pass the expense onto y'all through other services. That's what they're doing. So, like I said, we can look more and more into it. I don't know, but at the end of the day, I know they need to charge something to keep it going.
Right, absolutely.
All right, you got anything else?
Nah, I'm just listening. Yo, good show Monday, man. It was definitely, it was fire.
Well, now y'all just know where we going inside these webinars that's coming up. I guarantee you, I'm gonna hit y'all with, I'm gonna start pulling all the information together. That's what I wanted to show y'all Monday was. I've been taught y'all this. Y'all just didn't know what to do with the information at the time I gave it to you. Now it's time for me to show you what to do with that information.
Mm-hmm.
All right, wonderful talking to you, Eugene. Peace, God.
Peace.
All right, I'm going to 206-981. Peace to the God. Peace.
Peace, Jonah. How's your week going?
Oh, wonderful, magnificent, and great. How's yours?
Yeah, it's going pretty good. Real good. But, you know, I'm out here, and I'm hearing all these people talk about what's going on with the republic and the democracy
right.
and all this. They acting like their head is just about to explode, you know?
Right. Well, you know the world is coming to an end. But for whom? For whom?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
It ain't got shit to do with us. Our world already came to an end when the Moors wasn't ruling the world anymore, right? So now it's time
right.
for them. Their world to end, and hey, we all go through it, live with it. Shit. So what?
Yeah,
you're not
yeah.
on top no more. Is that the worst thing?
No, that's not, as long as you can survive and provide.
Exactly. So I told everyone, I'm like this, right? If we go back to the Republic, I'm going to be out of a job. I won't be doing this job no more, not the way I'm doing it now. I won't have to teach y'all how to protect yourself against the corporation. But I will have to teach y'all etiquette, how to be a man for our women and how our women can be women for our men, how to raise our kids, finishing school. image consultant. Mm-hmm. I'll still have my job doing that. I'll still have my job going back into history and teach us about our own histories. But the law aspect should stop if we go back to the Republic, right? And right. if they keep on with the New World Order, then my job gets harder. I got to teach y'all how to get around all this new shit.
Yeah, and only you can do it. You're the right one for it. Are you listening? You did mention, you said, Trump is possibly going back to being the 19th president of the Republic. Is that what you said?
Yes.
Yeah, what did you mean by that? Or what could I look up?
The 19th, see, the Republic stopped at the 18th president. They enacted the Congressional or the what's the name Act of 1871.
Organic Act
of 1871. That's what I was trying to remember. Thank you, brother. In 1871, they never got a 19th president of the Republic. They started going the first president of the corporation. And boom, that's what we have now. So he'll go back and reinstate himself as the 19th president of the actual Republic. And there's a book out that said Trump would be the last president of the United States. Well, when they say United States, Barron Trump. When they say United States, they're talking about the corporation. When they're talking about the Republic, they say United States of America or United States of America in Congress assembled. You see what I'm saying? So that book was written way back in, hold on, let me not lie to y'all and look it up. Shit, what's the name of the book? Barron Trump. Time Traveler. Yeah, there it is. That's it, Barron Trump, Time Traveler. So they wrote this book in 1893 was when it was first published. See what I'm saying? Wow. So they already have a plan, y'all. Wow. They already have a plan. Remember, they told the prophet when he came, and the prophet was like, I'm here to resurrect my people. Right?
Mm-hmm.
So what the president said to the prophet was, we need more time. It's not your time yet. So the prophet was like, okay, but I'm still going to start teaching my people. And it will be a religious thing to teach my people who and what they are. And they supposedly gave him the flag of the Moors out of the vault, right? Now is the time. Now is the time. So they had the plan how to bring it back. But the problem, the main problem is this, y'all. We don't know how to run it. And that's what I've been concentrating on through trust to teach y'all how to run it. Because I've always taught y'all that the Constitution is a trust indenture and government is a trust. So by me going through all this trust information, I'm teaching y'all trust law, a.k.a. government. I'm also showing y'all, and this is what I'm going to concentrate on the YouTube page, is to show y'all how to use trust law to govern your family, which is the first government, family. And guys, as the provider, as the man of your family, you are the president. Your wife is the vice president. The kids are the people or the citizens. And the only thing they receive is what you give them as a benefit.
Important. Yep.
You see? So we got much things mm-hmm. to still learn and get it clear in our mind and bring the melanated people family back. Our families are not intact. They're not. We got to come back together to that. We got to go back. But anyway, brother, right. What you wanted to talk about? Got me all preachy.
No, that was pretty much, you know, because, you know, they're talking second impeachment on this guy. And, you know, if that happens, I mean,
they're trying to stop him
like
from going
said,
back to the
didn't.
Republic.
Right. That's the whole point of it. Right.
Yeah.
They only
so
got a couple
they
days
can
to do it.
Stop him from being president now, they can stop him from getting them locked up and going back to the Republic.
Mm.
Yo, the Civil War is happening right now. Y'all don't know what y'all looking at. The white man has been fighting the white man all last year into this year, all over the country. But since the news is telling you it's a riot, y'all believe it. It's not a riot. Yeah. It's a war.
Yeah, and like you say, we just need to stay out of it.
Exactly. Well, they've been trying to get us to get into it. How? Even now, when they went to the Capitol, what did they say? Oh, it's racism. If black people did that, y'all would have killed them and da da da, trying to get our emotions into it so that we could join the fight. Fuck that. Stay out of it.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. But
you know, I did get that.
Go ahead.
I had a quick question for you. I did get the. I saw that I-202 in the Treaty of Marrakesh and the cheat sheet.
Mm-hmm.
And I wanted to ask you if you
could
provide
you
any type of references.
Quick?
Yeah, yeah.
Have you ever seen that before you got it from me?
This is actually the second time I've seen it, because I bought it twice from you. First time
okay.
I got it, I had a computer
crash. I'm talking
crash.
About even the first time. Have you ever seen it before?
First time?
Yeah.
No, I haven't.
Ever been? Has anyone ever confirmed that the Peace and Friendship Treaty is called the Treaty of Marrakesh for you?
Until I met Joe Day.
Now, my question, main question is this. Why the fuck wouldn't they show that in the Moorish Science Temple?
Because it's 501c3.
Facts. I'm trying to tell y'all they're not following the prophet. But now go ahead with your question. I pulled it up to see exactly what you're talking about, whatever.
So I'm just trying to get it referenced on the calendar type, the I. What can I search to get information on that?
Ooh wee. Okay. It's going to be indirect information, right? But you're going to have to tap into mud floods. Go to YouTube and look up mud flood theory. And it'll pull up all of that information. And you're going to find out the eye is really the Mayan calendar.
Okay.
Which is the real calendar. Uh-huh. But you're not going to find a direct reference towards that because they've hidden all that information.
Mm-hmm.
So if you go into the research of the mud floods, you're going to find out about that eye. You're going to find out they got books bigger than me, a man that's 6 foot tall, and all those books got eye in it. Why? Because the giants of the Bible, those books was for them.
Mm-hmm. That makes sense.
You know what I mean? You're going to find out how all these old buildings that they tore down, and they told you these buildings was made for the World's Fair. They went all around the world destroying all these old, huge buildings so y'all wouldn't have proof of the giants of the Bible. that you was in biblical time. There is a skyscraper that's kind of shaped like a pyramid, three pyramids into one, in China. This building is from biblical times. They have just made it into a modern skyscraper, but it was already there. It was half buried, and they unburied it and started putting glass back on it. Most of the buildings you see all in New York and Philly is buildings left over from biblical times. We are still in biblical times, but they have changed the calendar. And let me tell you when they do it. Every time a new age comes, the age is the zodiac of celestial seasons. So when they went into Pisces, they hid all the information from Leo. Now we're in Aquarian age, and in the Aquarian age, all the truth comes out. So that's why you got so many people dropping truth about the past. And that's also why they try to kill off a whole bunch of people for the new age, because the old people are too hard to teach. They like to renew. They like to start over again every time a new age comes. So this is really what that corona, all that shit's about. They're trying to kill off a massive amount of people. You don't have to believe me. You can Google Georgia Guidestones. And on those Guidestones, they tell you they want 2/3 of the planet killed.
500 million. Population. I'm actually going to plan a trip to go out there to see it for myself.
It was dope. I seen it for myself. It's so dope.
Wow.
Now, the interesting thing was on that thing, it tells you the granite came from the pyramid mines. So I'm like, whoa. So they know exactly where all the granite from all the pyramids came from.
Wow.
That shows you right there they're lying about the past.
they're a big liar.
Now,
big
you
liar.
Also want to look into Tartarians. Tartarians is actually a tribe of Israel. Hebrews.
Okay.
And it was a name for us all over the planet as Moors, Tartarians. So look that up too, and it's going to go into that eye. And it's going to show you all these books that it is an eye, and you can see it's an eye. It's not a one. But like I said, even if you take it as being that it means one, the fucking calendar's off by 585 years if you have it as a one. But if you have it as an I for Idonis, it'll take you to 1,585 years the calendar's off. Now think about the more Idonis. Oh, man. Shit. You know I ain't a good speller, right? I just told y'all that. I'm going to try it right now.
I was just trying to get it right.
Yeah.
So I know what I'm looking up. I think it's I-D-O-N-I-S.
Yes, that's what I'm looking up. But I'm a youth lover. I know by when I read the definition. Yeah, Idonis. That's right. I-D-O-N-I-S. The Greek name Idonis, Greek pronunciation, is derived from Canaanite word Idon, meaning Lord. And it meant Tammuz.
Gotcha.
Tammuz was okay. Idonis. Feel me?
Tammuz.
Zeus was Idonis.
Nice. Got it. And you said Tartarian as in like Tartarus. Is that right?
Yes. Yes.
Gotcha. All right.
Yeah, you know what I mean? So it will
notes.
All into
I'm
that.
I'm look this up.
So.
All right, JB. Yeah, you're nice with the history, man. I knew I had to get on the call to get this one. I was reading that treaty back and forth to see if I was missing something. I said, I got to get on the call to figure out what this eye is all about. So I got
right.
the Mud Floods theory. So
mm-hmm.
I looked that up on YouTube, and that should
all you're going to love it, too. You're going to love it, too. The white people who did the research does great research on it.
Uh-huh. All right. Got it.
Now,
JB, that's all I had. If you got time to get some
right.
more callers in, I'm gonna kick back and listen to them.
No doubt, no doubt. Peace, God. Appreciate the call. I wasn't even thinking I was gonna go into that type of information, and look what happened. But hey, y'all, I hope y'all appreciated it. That is our show for tonight. Like I said, I gotta talk to a Sheikh of More Science Temple. And another brother, we're working on trying to jump off this newspaper for the Moors. All right? We out of here. Peace to the God.
Your young mentor, I don't know,
DJ Eskimo City, the coolest DJ on the motherfucking planet.
Hey. And the money counting on me, baby. How you love that? Baby, how you love that? Got a money count on me, baby, how you love that? Got bottles on me right now, how you love that? I'm drippin' on them, baby, how you love that? I'm drippin' on them, baby, how you love that? I'm drippin' on them now, how you love that? I'm drippin' on them now, how you love that?
I'm drippin' flavor, you just a traitor. No sports agent, I am a player. I'm at the Four Seasons like I'm on vacation. Tryna count some paper every day I wake up. I can't get no sleep, I'm running the bands way up. Louboutins on my feet, getting laced up. Hublot wrapped around my wrist, it's perfect timer. Hublot wrapped around her wrist, I'm trying to find her. I got fine bitches on me just like China. Here's your chance for you to prove it, girl, line up. Ain't no pressure, got a Draco busting diamonds. If you care about it, put her in designer.
DJ Esco.
Told her wanna taste of the highlight. Told her.